The Warhawks football team won a national title in December. The men's basketball team won it all in March. If the baseball team hoists the trophy Tuesday at Fox City Stadium in Appleton, they'll make history. Whitewater has become a Division III dynasty in the past decade. Why are so many sports so good? Pat Coleman is executive editor of D3Sports.com. He says success breeds success, and that's what's happened after the football team won its first of five national titles. The basketball team has since won two.
You can go out and recruit kids, and you can sell them with, you know, with a straight face on the fact that, you know, we breed champions here at Whitewater. And I think part of it, too, is in football especially, there are only a handful of games in Division III that are on television in any given year, and Whitewater has been in one of those now 8 out of the last 9 years, and that's certainly good exposure for the program there.
Add to that long-serving coaches with a recruiting advantage in Milwaukee, Chicago, and the surrounding areas. Amy Edmonds is Whitewater's interim athletic director. She says winning sports teams can raise an entire university's profile when sports success gets prospective students to notice.
But then when they look a little bit deeper, they'll be able to see what our institution has to offer with majors and minors, as well as the student experience through study abroad programming, entrepreneurship. Our success in athletics is able to open that door for people to really explore what the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater has to offer.
And the Warhawks' major men's teams may have some company at the top. The women's softball team, men's and women's track and field teams, and three individual tennis players are all competing for national championships this weekend, too. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.